There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. A buck a drink, Indian, and get her done, boy. Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
it for a night,
hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
it for a night,
hey.
Now the reason to drink and win the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockaback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong. Anybody getting in the way when the roots start to fly? You know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
it for a night,
hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
it for a night,
hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night,
hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night,
hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. And since it was Treat Walk Day today,
yes,
we happen to have Shannon the Rubber here from New Day's Beat Your Muscles Up and Tenderize Them Like Cube Steak. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Did I describe it good?
I think that is describing what happened to you. Yeah.
So normal people that come frequently is... They don't get treated with the hard treatment like you had to do to me, right? Is that what I'm to assume?
Well, it just depends on...
Like,
your...
I was so knotted up and
yeah,
so tough.
Yeah, it was
that,
bad.
Yeah, yeah, that you had to really...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an experience, but we got to catch up. I haven't seen you guys. And last Saturday, we had... I had a little event with my vehicle that we couldn't really talk about right away because I wanted to make sure I got it through the insurance. So we didn't bring it up last Saturday night, and I'm sure Father John's going to want to talk about it, but I smoked a deer with my car.
And deer season opened a little early for Drew.
Yeah, and for those of you across the pond, our white-tailed deer population here in Michigan is overrun, and deer are literally running on the freeway. And I hit one at 84 miles an hour. And it opened up the hood of my car like a can opener. So as this week progressed, Monday is the first business day. I was in the bank because in my mind, I think they're going to total the vehicle. Yeah. And I looked at my insurance policy, and its actual cash value is what they reimburse you for. Well, actual cash value is like 13 grand, and I owe 18 on the car.
Oh.
Okay.
So there's like a $5,000 difference. So I'm in a panic, and I'm inside the bank trying to figure out what they do. But it's a local credit union, and they're real nice, and they're like, well, yeah. We just continue business as usual. It's just the remainder is not secured by anything but your good faith. They're like, so...
You still have to pay it.
Yeah, you just keep making... Because I'm just glad that if it's a $5,000 difference that I didn't have to write them a check for $5,000 as soon as, you know...
Oh, yeah.
The car gets totaled.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, no, you just keep making the payments as usual. And I'm like, really? That's kind of nice. So,
well, I don't think I'm going to do that. What are you going to do? Repo it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, deuces.
Yeah. And I'm not excited about having two car payments. And she's like, well, yeah, but if you do get another car and you apply for another auto loan through us, a lot of times we'll just kind of work it in. And I'm like, well, that's even cooler. So there's that.
Yeah.
So the insurance adjuster calls me while I'm in the bank. And let me tell you something, folks. This time in Michigan, them insurance adjusters are that busy.
Yeah.
Because that was my one and only opportunity to talk to that man. I called him back. I left three voicemails. I called him no less than seven times throughout the day. I called the claims department, and they're like, well, I'm sure he'll get back with you. He's working and active. We'll send him a message on the computer. Yeah, he's going to call you back. I never heard anything. I literally sat in my living room yesterday because I don't get good reception in my basement to do laundry. I didn't go out and mow my lawn because I knew I wouldn't hear the phone, and I didn't want to miss the second opportunity to talk to this golden knight of a person. And
Jake from State Farm.
Oh, so the next morning,
my adjuster, his name is Courtney.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I call back and the next day and they're like, well, he's working today. I'm sure he'll call you. Okay. No problem. I just need a rental car. I said, I need to get back and forth to work. I've already taken 2 days off work. I can't very well take another day off.
Right.
They said, well, normally he would schedule that. I'm like, okay. So this was first thing in the morning, Tuesday morning. So then I wait till like 11 and I'm like, you know what? I read my rental reimbursement policy and it clearly says that they're just going to reimburse me. So I'm just going to go rent a car. Win, lose, or draw, I'm right. going to go rent
you
a car.
You have to have a car anyway.
Yeah. So I call my agent, and he goes, no. Call the claims department back. Not the adjuster. Call the claims department back and tell them that it's not the adjuster's job to get you a rental car, that they are going to facilitate you with a rental car. And he says, if you want, put us on three-way, and I'll wait quietly in, you know, in case they give you a hard time. I said, all right. So I get them on the phone. They're like, yes,
his first three-way.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Duffney, we completely understand. We will handle this for you. We're sorry about all the inconvenience. Da-da-da-da-da. I said, all right, cool. So I'm going to get my car. Guess who calls? And I'm in this Mitsubishi Eclipse, and I get the adjuster, Kurt. Uh-huh. Hi, Kurt. Yeah, Mr. Duffney, you left me a voicemail about a Volkswagen Jetta. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I understand it's in Owosso. That's 35 miles from where you want it towed. We normally only pay between $100 and $150 to have it towed. How much do you think that tow bill is going to be? I don't know. This is the first vehicle I've had towed, ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, is there a range? I said, is it by mile? I don't know how tow companies work. He says, well... He says, you know, we're not going to pay $500 to get it out there if there's... I said, it's a Volkswagen, and it's in a farm area. I'm pretty sure they might know how to work on Mercedes, but I doubt they know how to work on Volkswagens. I said, it's a completely different car. He says, I understand. People
in mechanics and overalls and nothing else going, I have no idea, Tony.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If it's not an international harvester... or a Ford, I'm not 100% that they can fix it.
Where do you put the corn?
Does this run on diesel? No, it does not run on diesel. So needless to say, I go to the dealership because he says maybe they have a tow company that they can recommend because the tow company that I wanted to have do it was $270.
So this was on you hit the deer on Saturday. This was on Tuesday.
Yes, so I've already paid 4 days worth of storage at this impound lot.
Okay.
Or they have. I didn't pay it.
Okay.
So yeah, it took 4 days to get this going. But in their mind, it was only a day and a half because they only work on Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to hit a deer, make sure it's not on the weekend. It's kind of like going to jail. You're punished for an extra 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So, needless to say, they send me to the dealership and say, hey, ask them about the tow company. So I get the tow company from them, and they say, oh, yeah, we deal with, you know, this towing company. And I said, oh, okay. So I call them, $187. Still $37 over, but 90-some less than the other company.
Yeah.
All right, great. I said, do you call them or do I? They said, you do. All right. So I call them. So then they said, do you still owe the other tow company money? I'm like, I don't owe anybody any money. The insurance company does. She says, I completely understand that, but they're not going to release the vehicle to us unless it's paid for.
Yeah.
I said, it's not in a barbed wire fenced-in compound. It's in a dirt lot in downtown Owosso. No, except for the old man across the street.
So you're telling, go steal my car.
Yeah, basically. I'm like, you can repo cars in the middle of the night, but at 2:30 in the afternoon, you can't go get a car that you... She says, and do you have the keys? I'm like, yeah. She goes, are you with the car? And I said, no. She says, can you meet us there? I said, no. It's 35 miles away. Where are you? She tells me, Dort Highway, which... Those of you across the pond, you know where Dort Highway is. I know you do because I've heard people talk about Dort Highway in Flint, Michigan from other countries.
Wow. Internationally famous.
It is. It is for our street performers.
Street performers.
So, needless to say, after all of that, I've said needless to say a lot today, but after all of that rigmarole, my car made it to the dealership on Tuesday. And I'm still not 100% sure as to whether or not they're going to total it or they're going to fix it.
Yeah, you're kind of in a state of limbo.
Yeah. In the last destination I got to, the lady said, hello, how are you today? And I said, man, I am normally a really, really positive spirit. I said, I try really, really hard to just... usually what I say is, very well, thank you. More importantly, how are you?
Yeah.
I said, but today is not the fucking day. She said, I am so sorry to hear that. She says, I can see that you've had a go of it. I said, I have.
Yeah.
So, lessons learned. Always buy extra insurance. Try to over your insurance for your automobile because, well, if this happens, then it's paid off. And in addition to that, try not to get... Because... It makes everything 2 days more expensive.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I dropped that last F-bomb. Look at that light.
Oh, he's like, I'm going to call him right now. All right, here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Oh, good, Father John. How are you?
I told you I saw the red light blink, and I knew it was him.
Now, hold it. You stop talking. I know I'm going to get more of that doggone foul language. What the hell did you make you run over a deer? You're supposed to shoot him.
I know, Father, but I know you like the venison, and it was there, and it just happened.
Well, okay, then I guess I'll accept it.
There might be a little more grizzle in this deer than there was last year.
It's probably going to have gravel on it.
And pieces of headlamp, but
yeah, pieces of windscreen and some headlight and some bone. Because I think I broke every bone in the deer's body.
For heaven's sake, how bad is your car?
We don't even know monetarily. They're still trying to assess it. It's taken them a week to get through it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, does the guy need a calculator?
Or an abacus.
I think that's what they're trying to use. Yeah. So listen, so the insurance company's fighting you on this? I don't know if I understood that.
Well, they're not really fighting me on it, but it was just a lot of legwork I had to do myself. I thought, man, I'm glad I don't work Monday through Friday. If I work Monday through Friday and I didn't have Monday and Tuesday off to handle all these problems, I'd be up a creek without a paddle because they wanted me to run here and go there. And with technology today, it seems like you could do everything over the phone.
Yeah.
But if you didn't hear the back end of it, Father, basically
Nancy Efford and I just like, oh.
Well, the nuts and bolts of it was the tow company that towed me originally last Saturday morning wouldn't release the car to the other tow company that's going to tow it to the dealership for service until the insurance company paid the storage bill and the initial tow bill, which was $530-some.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of money.
Well, it's a major insurance company, and you think they just say, okay, we're just going to wire you the money or use a corporate credit card or whatever they do, but they don't. She said, I can cut you a check right now, and I'll screenshot the check and email it to you. Will you release the car then? I'm listening to this whole thing, and it's a major insurance company, but apparently they've just always done things on a, you know, a handshake basis, and we'll just checks in the mail type deal.
What, that's crazy.
I know, Father. Well, what else is going on? How's everything with you? It's getting a little cooler now.
Oh, it's not too bad. Everything's okay. You know, I still go outside for a little while. You know, it's not bad. We had a you know, fairly decent early in the week. Was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was hot Monday and Tuesday, I'll tell you, the high 70s. But
yeah, you know, holy smokes.
Yeah, but.
So, what about those Detroit Lions last Sunday?
Was that a game or what? Wow.
Talk about a nail biter, Father. That was the day after I hit the deer, and of course I couldn't go to work because I didn't have an automobile. And so I watched that whole game, and that was something.
Oh, for sure. Holy gracious. Holy smoke. I couldn't believe it. I was all excited.
Father was eating potato crisps and ginger ale, just sitting there trying to enjoy the game.
I had popcorn.
Popcorn, yep.
Yeah.
I love my popcorn. I drink that a lot.
You drink popcorn?
Huh?
You drink popcorn?
Oh, for Pete's sake. No. Scoopers, creepers. You're already into the booze, aren't you?
Well, it is Saturday, Father.
Jeez. I haven't had any.
So anyway, Father, sorry about that. These insurance companies, they don't leave me alone. Here it is.
Even on a Saturday.
Yeah, 8 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. But they're probably calling from another country. You know how that goes.
Oh, that sure does. Does that make no sense to you? Then they tell you, hey, you know, you press 1 for English, and I still can't understand them.
Yeah, well, I'm calling Bangladesh.
Bangladesh?
Yeah.
That's a long way away.
I know. Apparently it's daytime there.
Do they have cars there?
Yeah, but they're all the same kind. Yeah. And they don't have insurance there.
It's a four-seater, still has like 10 people in it.
Yeah. Well, they don't drive at night because everything closes like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no reason to leave your house at night.
Yeah, the cars probably don't have headlights.
No. So, and quite honestly, there's probably not any deer running in the road in Bangladesh anyway. They've all been eaten.
Oh, yeah, and the neighbor's dog.
My dad used to have a saying, it was faster than an Ethiopian chicken.
Yeah, your father was a comical man, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty fast.
Yeah, that's a fast animal.
Anyway, yeah, no, they, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, he put out quite a video. We're back to the Lions there, and he put out quite a video saying, you know, that he appreciates all the love that he's been getting and that he's on the mend. He's got one more surgery to go, and things are looking up.
Yes, it sounds good. You know, the young man, they're talking they're going to bring him back when they get to the Super Bowl. I don't want him to come back early.
No.
The risk himself, son. Think right. About it.
No, exactly. You can come back too quickly and then make it worse.
That's Mike. See, Adam. Think you need to you need to listen to him a little more. He's a lot smarter than you.
Yeah, he's the brains of the operation for sure.
That's a fact. I've learned it. You know what? So then now, what are you in a good car or something?
I got a rental car.
Oh, rental car. They're not paying for it?
Well, yeah. I don't know. The verdict's still out as to whether or not they're going to fix it or if they're going to claim it a total loss and cut the check.
Holy commotion. That car's in that bad of shit.
Well,
there's a deer in lodged into the front of it.
Yeah, it punctured the radiator in... it discharged the airbags, but they didn't deploy, so they didn't bust the windshield, but they're probably going to have to repack and replace the airbags, and there's a myriad of things wrong.
Goodness gracious. Mother Mary and Joseph, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, it's funny, because everybody else said that, too. That was the first thing everybody said. Man, if they looked at the car, they said, boy, we sure are glad you're okay, you know, because it looked a lot worse than what it was.
Oh, man, had to be scary.
Yeah, it was.
Was it dark when you hit this deer, or was it daylight?
It was dark. It was 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, no. Now you got me nervous. I'm on the road at that time.
Well, yeah, but you're always going south, and deer don't travel east to west. They only travel north and south. So you're good.
Hey, Chad, it was cool. You know what? How I know that is there... I see so many dead, bloody spots on the roads. I went to the other day. I saw one. It was like a big chunk of meat laying in the road. It was holy. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, trust me, as a hunter here in Michigan, I now have a bounty out on the heads of many white-tailed deer in the community.
Actually, we do. You know why I'm glad? That means I'll get more of the meat.
That's right. We're going to get you some chili meat and some stew meat and some steaks.
For Pete, you got me all excited.
Yeah, we're going to get you all fixed up.
He's got special jerky with the Volkswagen logo already emblazoned into it.
That's right.
The Volkswagen. That was it. See, he was funny too.
Yeah, you can count on Adam for the humor. I didn't find anything funny in the whole deal. I did. I thought it was funny that morning. There was a young couple that was behind me that hit another deer. And there was three of them apparently across the road. And they hit one, and they were all scared. And they said, I've never hit a deer. I don't know what to do. I said, well, I've never hit a deer either, but I know I need to call the police. I said, they're going to get you a police report. You got to turn that into your insurance. And,
well, of course. What were they, like 5 and 6?
Pretty close. They were like probably 24 and 25, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a young, I guess that's a pretty young age. You know, they probably never had to deal with such a thing. Kids nowadays, the mom and daddy take care of everything.
Yeah, well, and they work at General Motors in Lansing.
They do?
Yeah, because they were dressed kind of nice. I said, well, you guys look like you're going to the cider mill. I said, I'm going to work. Where are you going? They said, nah, we're going to work at General Motors. And I thought, holy crow, I wish I could wear my clothes that look like that to work. I don't know what kind of work they do, but it looked like they work at a fitness center.
They probably have one of them special dress days or something.
Yeah, it could be. I said, well, you people at General Motors work too much anyway. You need a day off.
Oh, yeah, they do need a day off.
I took 5 of them. I took Saturday, Sunday off, which was fine, and I'd already taken Wednesday off, and Monday, Tuesday are my normal days. So I did a lot of reflecting and resting.
That's nice. I would like to do that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a priest. I don't have that kind of time.
No, you work around the clock. People are dying. People get sick. People got problems.
Yes, they do. And, you know, I do my best to help them out. Every now and then, I want to say, really, people, come on.
Especially when the Lions are playing.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, and you know, and then they'll bring in these school kids. They bring them in the middle of the week. I got a bunch of school kids coming in telling me all kinds of crazy stuff, and they told lies and they did bad things. Oh, man. Just crazy.
Well, at least they're owning up to it.
Yeah, if you instill in them how important it is to be honest when they're younger, Father, hopefully they grow up to be responsible people. Otherwise, they grow up to be like Elon Musk.
Yeah, well, he really isn't a very responsible person. He's terrible.
I don't understand it, Father. The same people that really, really like him now used to think during COVID and the QAnon times thought he was a pedophile and that he liked electric cars and they all hated him then, but now they all love him. And I think he's, I don't even know that he's 100% human. Did you see that he made robots?
Robots?
Yeah.
I didn't. What kind of a robot? Are you talking like Rosie the maid on that one show?
The Jetsons?
Yeah.
No, better than that. He said these robots will take your animals for a walk. You can program them to do anything.
Oh, my word.
He's actually designing robot priests.
No, he's not.
They're gonna roll up to the pulpit and say, you were in violation of John 3:16.
Creepers.
Robo-priest coming to a town near you.
About how good you are and drew this wing nut that is. Something like that.
Except for her. In all the holy water dishes, it's going to be WD-40.
WD-40.
Oh, I don't see. Your balls are right off. Well,
it's not going to last long, Father, because, I mean, a robo-priest is going to be in the confessional. Drew's going to go in there and give him, like, a day's worth of confession, and that robo-priest is going to explode.
It's going to short-circuit and overheat.
Does not compute. Must kill mankind.
I could share what he says in confession. Oh, man. I don't know. Do you want to be around that crazy man?
I'd rather not know.
Okay, then we'll keep it to ourselves. I was going to sneak and whisper it to you.
Well, Father, before we get in too much trouble, we better be letting you get on.
Oh, that'll work. Okay, that's fine. I got to get back to my... Get back to my sermon and, you know, all of that. Getting things ready for tomorrow morning.
Good night, Father.
Good night to you, boys. May your music play well.
his car.
Life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, and lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. Drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo.
don't move, don't talk, out of time, don't think, don't worry, everything's just fine, just fine. Don't grab, don't clutch, don't hope for too much, don't dream, don't achieve or grieve without limit. Don't check, just balance on the fence, don't answer, don't ask, don't try and make sense. But don't talk, don't run if you can walk. Don't cheat, compete, don't miss the one I beat. Don't travel by train, don't peek, don't spill, don't piss on the train, don't let the world.
Michigan-made music is awesome. Everybody knows it. And on Sessions, we celebrate Michigan music 6 days a week. You'll hear unsigned bands, and you'll also hear Michigan musicians who win big and made us proud. Tune in Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, 11 to midnight on 97.7 WTGV. And then on Saturday nights, you'll hear 3 hours of local original music, 9 to midnight exclusively on Solid State Radio. We're smitten with the mitten, and it shows 6 days a week on Sessions. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, The thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, you gotta turn around, start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffney. We are just full of it tonight.
Yeah, yes, we are. You're obviously, it's surprisingly in good spirits for just hitting wildlife with your car.
Well,
I mean, it was a week ago, but.
Yeah, that's the thing. That morning, I was in wonderful spirits. And then after a few days, it started resonating with me. I'm like, well, I got a loan on this car. I still owe money on this car. Is my insurance going to cover everything? Are they going to redo it? And our listeners are probably sick of hearing about my car, but I'll post a picture of it on the Blarney Hour. You'll be able to see it did some catastrophic damage.
Yeah.
But our speeds are different here than they are in the UK and in Ireland. And a lot of people use public transportation over there. So that said, yeah, it was a bad one, but I do have a traffic story. So in other states here, they have toll roads. I think you and I were on a toll road in Canada.
Yes.
How they charge tolls in some states is they actually scan your license plate. Instead of you taking a ticket at a booth or paying a person, everything's gone digital. Uh-huh. And so they scan your license plate, then the gate goes up, and then when you exit the toll road, they scan your license plate again, and they can tell how many miles you've gone.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a programmer who had determined that the program, through the Department of Motor Vehicles, would recognize the word null, N-U-L-L, as a zero value. So he had a vanity license plate and put null on it and realized that when that hit the computer system, it would recognize it as zero value and he would never have to pay a toll.
Has it worked?
It worked for like 2.5 years. And so, then,
we're gonna take a toll road. You're driving.
Well, null is also used for if someone, like an officer, decides to waive a ticket. They put null in as a zero value so that the ticket isn't given to the individual.
Right.
We're gonna cancel this ticket. It's null. So one time he got a parking ticket under the license plate. And the parking ticket was valid. He knew that he parked improperly. And he thought, you know, it's only $14. I'll go ahead and pay it right here. I just went over my meter. And the parking ticket, of course, was entered as null in the license plate. So when he paid that $14 parking ticket, all of a sudden, all the history of the null parking tickets and speeding tickets and traffic infractions and toll roads from his state were all addressed to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it kind of went the other direction.
Every single ticket
that a cop fixed or they got knocked down in court or whatever else, everything got addressed to him.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's great. I mean, kudos to him for, you know, working the system a little bit, you know. And they're like, oh, okay, we got to get our money. And so they were enjoying that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm sure everyone just sat back and laughed. Well, speaking of sitting back and laughing.
Yeah.
Should we get into a little Thomas Benjamin? What do you want to hear? I'm thinking Pants Drunk.
Yes, that's always a classic.
All right, here's Pants Drunk by Thomas Benjamin right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
I'm all alone.
I'm all alone.
My significant other has gone off out with her friends, so I'm sitting on my own. But I don't mind. I won't protest. Because it's times like these when I can indulge in what I like doing best. Don't need no one because I'm getting pants drunk. An evening in, I love to spend it pants drunk. Stripped down to my underwear, sitting back in my armchair, feeling all devil may care with an evening's worth of time to spare. Please don't try to knock, I'm getting pants drunk. You could be in for quite a shock, I'm getting pants drunk. No need for dressing to impress, just sitting back in my own mess. I'm content on my own, just getting pants drunk. Curry for one, maybe Chinese. Or perhaps I'll order both us tonight, I'll do just as I damn well please. How about that Netflix documentary about Colombian drug cartels or the fall of Nazi Germany? Don't need an invite out, I'm getting pants drunk. I'm content to lie about, just getting pants drunk. I'll open up another drink, fart and revel in the stink, just sitting on my ass and getting pants drunk. Please do not disturb, I'm getting pants drunk. There's nothing more superb than getting pants drunk. Look up history on Wikipedia, be deliberately contrary on social media, troll and cause an online fight, then watch it carry on all night. Don't feel bad for me, I'm getting pants drunk. Getting pants drunk. Roaming around the house all wild and free, disregarding all sense of dignity. Nights at home were made for getting pants drunk. The World Wide Web at my fingertips, a source of endless. chips, but not forgetting the incognito setting. A gentleman never subjects a lady to a search history she may find upsetting. There's nothing I love more than getting pants drunk. A night spent in is there for getting pants drunk. Never do I feel more grand than when I'm scratching my balls and sniffing my hand. I'm happy on my own, just getting pants drunk. Okay, ladies and gentlemen listening to this at home, I would like you to do me a favor, if you will. Please repeat after me. Pants drunk.
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 Don't need no one because I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
An evening in, I love to spend it pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
Stripped down to my underwear and slouching back in my armchair, feeling all devil may care with an evening's worth of time to spare. Please don't try to knock, I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
You could be in for quite a shock, I'm getting pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
No need for dressing to impress, just sitting back in my own mess. I'm content on my own, just getting pants drunk. No one to judge my choice of tunes. No longer in my headphones, banished up to the spare room. The bathroom door can stay open wide. The dog doesn't complain about the noises from inside. There's something to be said for getting pants drunk. Why not stay at home instead and just get pants drunk? Nobody to tell you how to spend your time. You can do it your way and I'll do it mine. Nothing can compare to getting pants drunk.
All right, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffany. My goodness, I wind up like the Energizer Bunny because it has become the end of the show. I cannot believe that we're here already. But everybody, be safe. Hug your loved ones and be thankful that you have what you have. Everything can happen in a blink of an eye, no different than me taking the poor life out of that large animal and him taking the poor life out of my beautiful Volkswagen. But as we exit the Blarney Hour, please stick around for Solid State Sessions. Nothing but 3 hours of Michigan-made music hosted by Adam Hairhuck. And for God's sakes, stop being an asshole. Good night, everybody.
The time has come, you will agree, to stop being afraid, to do away with subtlety and call a spade a spade. We've passed the point when one can simply turn and look away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
We've been politely sitting on the fence for far too long and burying our heads in the sand to pretend there's nothing wrong. Ignoring a rotten smell will never make it go away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
We've passed the point of reasonable and sensible debate and must adjust the balance now before it is too late. Does every ill-informed dullard deserve to have a say? Society won't progress while there are half-wits in the way. Privileged, immature fuckwits do not recognize they're blessed, and when given half a chance they cannot help but make a mess. The grown-ups need to intervene to interrupt their play. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
Folks who fought to have a voice across the years didn't do so for old races to launch political careers while screaming with entitlement that they deserve to have their way. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The The progress that's been made within the realms of civil rights cannot simply be abandoned and set back overnight. Reversing all advancements by 4 or 5 decades. Stop being an asshole. The charlatans who rant against the changing of the tide inevitably use all their advantages to hide when the proverbial hits the fan, and will be first to place the blame by protesting far too much when they should really be ashamed. So let's all shout out loud when there are bigots holding court. Let frank words overpower and cut their frantic raving short. The darker days of history must not be seen again. Stop being an asshole. Amen.